Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam's here with us.
Here.
What is up, everyone? We are still separated. Me and Jim Jam. Not in a romantic way. Just as in not being able to be in the same place at the same time way.
Yeah, the roads were icy this weekend. So
we're recording this and on a Tuesday.
On Skype. So as soon as we get done recording, I'll be uploading it. But we'll be recording Saturday on the after because we're going to be watching the Royal Rumble. Well, while we're on here, we might as well just speak about this if you want before we get into it. If you're a wrestling fan, Netflix. Well,
hold on. No. Let's first off. Gotcha. Let's not get into the segments yet. Gotcha. We need to make sure everyone knows that Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival.
Sorry, I get ahead of myself. Y'all already know this.
Yeah, March 29th, 30th, 31st, Easter weekend. We will be there. We'll be set up. We'll be selling flannels. And we got a special treat for everyone. No, not everyone. But we also have another shirt.
New product.
Yeah, a new product that
and
we're going
to
be selling.
Someone will be lucky enough to purchase. Neither one of us are wearing it at the moment. But you can go to our... TeePublic. You can buy that too off TeePublic. But our the Big Ball Buddies versus Evil shirts, we will have one available at Full Moon on a flannel.
Yes. And also Conuga will be February 23rd, 24th, 25th. I'm pretty sure that's what the day is, right?
Amy told me I should go with you.
Oh, yeah, 23rd, 24th, 25th.
But that's going to be $50, right?
Yeah. Well, the whole weekend, $60.
Well, she told me to go up there while you're... I know you're staying the night Friday night, but...
I'm going to stay Saturday night, too.
Oh, so you're staying all weekend?
Yeah, I just said fuck it. I mean... Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll be fun. Maybe we'll suck. I don't know. We'll see.
I might bring it up to her again. If so, hell, me and Ashton might ride up there Saturday. I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know. If not, Johnny will be there, so.
Yeah, and hopefully be able to see Joey and Paul.
But this year, you will not see the bit, you know, us hosting panels.
Yeah, we won't be hosting panels. We won't have a table. It'll be the first year in a long time. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're getting all our stuff built up for a Full Moon. I got a huge rack over here that's full of clothes. If I can get all these finished, bruh, people won't have an inventory, dog.
Hell yeah. But yeah, so I'm going to be attending by myself, or maybe Jim Jam and Ashton will come up and hang out. But yeah, it's going to be fun. The Conuga multi-fandom event. Make sure you show up. Bring your kids. And then late night, they got a Conuga adult tracks. Conuga nights, as they call it. Yeah. And adults only, 18 or 21 plus. So yeah, they got fun for the whole family, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I just wanted to make sure about that. Then as we said, we're going to be watching the Royal Rumble this Saturday.
Oh yeah, hopefully some big things happen there. If not, it should still be fun. We're going to hang out, but before that, we're going to record another episode of the podcast. And it should be back to the original format. So Johnny will be here so we can, you know, it'll be back normal. Right?
Yes. But what are you saying about
WWE? Yes, WWE starting in 2025, Monday Night Raw will be on Netflix. It's kind of weird how that's going to work. I don't know if they have the everything out of how it's going to go. But, of course, it'll be on Monday nights, and I'm sure it'll be starting at 7, right? I guess we'll figure it out. You know, we still are just in the beginning of the year. But the deal is valued at $500 million per year for 10 years. A whopping $5 billion. That is insane. But they have the option to opt out after 5 years if they don't feel like it's working. But so,
My question is, will they get will they be streaming pay-per-views?
I think that's still on Peacock.
You know, Peacock has that. They have their library. They paid for their library. Because if you don't know, WWE bought out a lot of other companies' libraries just to have them.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. In this article,
WWE had one of the best apps ever.
Yeah, if you have a VPN, you can use that app still.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently if you get a VPN, that app will work. Just put it in for, like, the UK.
Yeah, and here it is. It says, under the deal, Netflix will also stream WWE specials such as SmackDown and NXT. In addition to hosting pay-per-view live events such as WrestleMania and Royal Rumble, pay-per-view content will be available to Netflix subscribers as no extra charge. So they're doing.
So is Peacock going away? Off. Are they getting out? Or is Peacock not doing the?
I don't know. I mean, I guess not. I mean, that's part of the deal.
But it also said that But it says here that SmackDown will go to USA for 5 years.
Oh, that's. This is.
And then NXT is moving to the CW.
I don't know. It says under the deal, Netflix will also stream WWE specials such as SmackDown and NXT in addition to hosting pay-per-views.
Maybe they'll stream the playback.
Well, see, that's what Hulu does.
Yeah. But didn't you say they only do an hour and a half? Yeah.
And then if you go on Peacock, then it's like a month behind for the whole episode. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's $500 million, but what Netflix is probably hoping is that they'll get that ad revenue and it'll be more than $500
million. Yeah. They'll get a little of their money back.
They have to get all their money back. You don't buy a product and then not make any money off. Well, Netflix does. They buy products and don't make money off of it. This is why your Netflix account is going up and up and up, because they're making deals like this. You know, like they want to make original content, do all these movies, and pay all this money, but they don't have any real ad revenue coming in. So,
yeah.
I think it's going to really tank WWE. I'm not sure. Like, I know a lot of people have Netflix, but, you know, if you cut the cord, you'll watch it. But if you still had cable, you kept cable because USA's on cable, right?
Yeah.
And that was the only way you could watch it live. So now you had to.
So maybe that's what they're hoping, that people will, you know, still be doing that cutting the cord stuff and actually want to.
I mean, if it was $5.99 a month. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they had, because you're going to be watching ads during this live event. And then now they'll make it to where they don't have to worry about the PG era.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering, if they'll bump the rating up to like an TV 14.
Yeah. No, yeah, more likely that's what they're going to fucking do. And then they can be a little bit more risque.
You think they'll try to return to the Attitude Era?
I don't know. I don't think these people can go to the Attitude Era that they have, because they've
I don't think
restrained them so much.
I they bet. Control them. So, you know, if they get them, what's her name? When they got fired for doing like OnlyFans type shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bet if she come back, I bet she'd be coming out. She would come out there in a fucking thong and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I know she wouldn't mind. And then, because fucking, if you ever watch AEW, pretty much all the fucking women are fucking wearing like booty shorts now and thongs.
What, I mean, if you look at WWE, a lot of them do.
Like, not as much.
But the Brazilian, like, cut the little bikini bottoms that are cut high, because
Becky Lynch is starting to do it.
Because they have leggings.
Yeah, that's right.
So it don't matter. You're not seeing anything. You're seeing somebody's leggings.
Well, not like that.
Becky Lynch's leggings are so fucking dark.
Yeah. Like,
your skin pigment is not that color, lady.
Well, like, AEW, them bitches is not wearing... Them wrestlers are not wearing damn leggings. It's their booty cheeks. It's all out. Especially this girl named Sky Blue. Dude, she got a big old booty. But anyways. But yeah, also before we move on to our website news. The Rock. What was you, what? No, you gotta say it. What was you gonna say?
I thought you'd be more into the Nyla Rose, but...
You motherfucker. Trying to get me in trouble, dog.
I'm probably getting in trouble for saying that. Booty cheeks out there, slapping.
I think Nyla Rose wears something to cover... Yeah, there's other things slapping. That's probably why the Nyla Rose wears that damn. It's like a loincloth over.
Yes.
So it hides the package. Anybody don't know, Nyla Rose is a transgender. So
yeah. I was just giving Jim Jam a hard time. Anyways, go ahead.
But I saw that The Rock is now on the board of directors at TKO, which TKO owns WWE and UFC. So kind of curious how that's going to work, but.
He's already inserting himself into the fucking WWE. Well, you know, he gets on the board, and we got another Vince McMahon.
And he's going to be the champion.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Roman Reigns.
Poor brother be champion, and I'm not really going to wrestle, though. I'm going to get winded, you know, from doing a rock bottom.
Motherfucker did get blowed up, huh?
His elbow.
You think it's
still... He didn't even do a rock bottom.
Yeah, it was people's elbow.
Yeah. I mean, he went around the ring a couple of times, you know, back and forth. But for him to be that winded, like, you could tell he's like, he'll be in shape, I know.
Oh, yeah, he's probably fucking been, like, he's probably been running the ropes and shit, and probably, because the exercise he does is just more like lifting weights in the gym. He don't.
Yeah, it's not cardio.
Yeah, but I say, you know. He might show up. You think he'll show up Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pay-per-view. I think he has to.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep that, like, you're not there. You're there 1 week. You're not there for a couple. You know what I'm saying? But you have to still keep that even if it's for 2 minutes, you got to keep that energy alive that people, you know what I'm saying?
So, hey, you know how exciting it's going to be if him and The Rock come, like, nose-to-nose, kind of like CM Punk and Cody Rhodes did last night?
I don't think it'll be exciting at all. It's just wrestling. I don't know.
Oh, well, it was pretty cool. Did you watch the back and forth between Cody and CM Punk?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's pretty fucking good, dude. I'll find a clip on TikTok and I'll send it to you. But it's pretty damn good. They did a really good job on their promo. They're going to, I don't know, I guess they're both going to be in the fucking Royal Rumble, so they'll probably be beating the shit out of each other.
That's gay. I mean, that's stupid. Dumb. Because, you know, neither of them's going to win.
Who do you think's going to win the Royal Rumble?
Brock.
So you think The Rock's is going to be the special?
He'll come in at number 30 and throw out who's going to be the one that stays in it the longest?
R-Truth. Yeah. He's going to come out and try to put a ladder in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Because you know R-Truth is a member of the Judgment Day now.
Well, he wants to be. Yeah.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean, who can win it? Because they're going to go probably for Seth Rollins, right? Seth is still holding the...
Oh, no, he fucked his knee up, dude. He tore his MCL. Again? He tore his MCL and his kneecap.
So that title's open?
No, he didn't drop it Monday. He said that he's going to still try to fight, so I don't know if it's just not as bad, and he said it's worse, and it's, they're, you know, doing a work or whatever.
Well, the whole thing about the MCL is once it's tore, it's done. Like, you're not going to cause any more damage because it's gone. You know what I mean?
He come out last night with a brace on.
Yeah, but it's already gone, so there's maybe, not much more. It's like Cody when he tore his pec muscle or whatever.
Oh, it
there's nothing else he could damage it. Like, it's already gone.
So I don't know if I don't remember if they're if he was gonna have a match. I had to look at the card, but I did see, you know, because he come out. He was the first one to come out. He looked like he's been crying too. So,
because more likely, whoever wins it will go after him.
They won't go after Roman.
No, they
saving that.
Yeah, The Rock is. That's why I say either that or The Rock's going to come out and somehow win it, and then he'll get Roman. And then that way they don't have to worry. Yeah, they won't have to worry about someone else. You know,
I wonder how.
Garbage.
So do you
it's
think.
Like the Money in the Bank contract. Like, they didn't even try to go after Roman Reigns.
I'm over that shit. They just need to let drop it, you know.
Does he still have that? He still have that Money in the Bank.
Damian Priest does.
He still has it?
I believe so.
Yeah, but I only watch the pay-per-view, so.
I think he attempted to cash it in on Seth.
Yeah.
And I don't and think
it.
Yeah, I think it didn't ever actually.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he still has times. It. Because I know, I think. Is it him? I think Damian Priest and. Finn Balor are the tag team champions, aren't they?
They're something.
And then I know JD McDonough or something is in it. And then, of course, Rhea's the women's champion.
Oh. Oh. Thought this was said.
Everybody's listening to the Horror Basement. It's like, what the fuck happened to the Horror Basement? This is fucking
Yeah. Sorry, we're talking about wrestling. Anyways, we'll move on.
No, it's we like wrestling. You already know that, but we did back in the day. We had a segment.
This called was the wrestling. Beyond segment.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can move on to our news from our tnhorror.com. So this was so shocking to me when I got this email that Night Swim is going to be available to rent on digital today as we're recording this.
Own or rent on digital.
Oh, yeah, own or rent. And didn't this just come out?
It's not old.
It came out in December. We went and saw it on Thursday night. We saw it opening night. Let me look it up and see that. That's why, like I said, I was shocked to see that.
October 12th.
It came out October 12th?
Yeah. That's what it claims.
No, it didn't. It can't.
Yeah, I don't think it did either. Because it wasn't that long. Like you said,
on January 5th.
We look at January 5th.
That's when it come out. We went and saw it on the 4th, though. Because after I got back from getting my tattoo, we went and saw it. So Night Swim come out January 4th. And then
their release dates, yeah. And it said that it did $37 million at the box office and with a $15 million budget.
So they made their money back. But yeah, less than 20 days and it's already on fucking streaming or rent and own. So that...
What? But I think it's... I guess it's not in theater no more. I mean, that don't mean that it won't be in theater somewhere. Yeah, it's still in theater in Tullahoma tonight.
Yep. I don't know. I guess I don't know what.
It won't be there Friday though.
I'm sorry, it's the last time it'll probably be in.
Yeah, I still want to go watch The Beekeeper, but I guess that's probably not going to happen now.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good. Damn, Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I just want to see some good action movie.
I'm not sure how much this is going to cost to rent. I'll go look real quick and I'll tell y'all. We'll click on Prime Video.
Boot it.
So yeah, it's $20 to rent and $29 to buy. But just know that, Johnny, I think we might have talked about this before. If you buy it, that don't mean you own it. Because they can take that right away. Because it's, isn't it like a license you're buying?
Yeah, you're buying a license. There's zero fucking way I pay $20 to rent that.
I was kind of pissed that I paid them $10 to watch it.
Wasn't that good?
It's not that great of a movie. No, I wasn't impressed with it at all.
I'm glad I didn't go watch it.
Yeah, you should be.
If you don't tell me what I should and shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't know where that was going, I'll be honest.
You can go waste your money on it if you want to, Johnny. But yeah.
I'm not.
But Night Swim, if you want to go watch it, go for it, you know. But if you want to pay $20 to see it, go for it. We also got
to come on like DVD for like $9.
You know something I bought today, this weekend?
It'll be streaming somewhere.
You know, you know Charlie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Remember him? Well, I saw it once. And then I saw some clips on YouTube. I can't find it. It's not streaming nowhere, but it's his stand-up. Charlie Murphy, I Will Not Apologize. And I was like, man, it's one of the funniest damn stand-up specials I've ever seen. And I bought it off Amazon for like $13. I got the DVD. Man. So I'm hoping, I'm going to try to find some DVD ripping software so I can rip it and have it on digital so I can watch it on my phone if I want. So
I think it's just more convenient for digital. It'll probably be like the European region. You'll get it, won't even be able to fucking play it. You'll be like, motherfucker. Fucky bitch. No, that's Rick Dance.
Fuck your couch.
So, what about the Midnight Peep Show, man?
So, this has got Zach Galligan in it. Do you know who Zach Galligan is, Johnny?
Yes.
It's the guy from Gremlins.
Exactly who it is.
Am I right? I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Yes, that is exactly who it is.
Are you being sarcastic or are you being for real?
No. Waxwork, Gremlins, Bad Candy, Hatchet 3.
Yep. This movie comes out the 13th of February. In Midnight Peep Show, we are introduced to an unnamed madman. Madman, who owns and operates a peep show offering patrons a tailor-made experience wrapped around their deepest desires, fears, and sins. Tonight it welcomes a businessman who has a unique connection to an extreme fantasy website on the dark web. He soon becomes a witness to three stories of victims that found the same website, and now Midnight Peep Show has found him. It will only be a matter of time before he is made to pay the ultimate price for dabbling in the dark side of his own desires. Ooh. Don't fuck around on dark web, y'all.
Just so we're clear, I'm horrible at actors' names, especially like classic movies that we grew up with. I don't know any of their names. Like, if they didn't continue to become like bigger actors,
yeah,
I couldn't name one person that was in like you know, all the classic 80 movies. As far as like, now I do know Lost Boys, Kiefer Sutherland and Corey Feldman, and but yeah.
You know, I attempted to, not attempted, but I was trying, I mentioned it to the owners of Full Moon to try and get Corey Feldman, but apparently he's been at Full Moon before. Well, that was before we was ever going.
Yeah, it's probably 20 years ago, man.
But apparently he's a cool guy, Corey Feldman is. And, yeah. But Full Moon lineup is looking excellent, though. They have a lot of new... We forgot to mention that, you know, but last time we recorded, they announced quite a bit. So I will tell them real quick, because it's on our Instagram on Tennessee Horror News. Come on, motherfuckers.
Well, while you're pulling up that, let's talk about Jurassic Triangle. It's out on February 13th also. After surviving a strange storm over the Atlantic Ocean, a group of work colleagues find themselves stranded on an island, one that is not on any map. They soon encounter dinosaurs and other deadly creatures who begin hunting them one by one. This is a film directed by Victor De Almeida. Oh, Daryl Griggs is going to be in this movie, Jim Jam. You know who that is?
No clue.
Deanne Altman? Oh, man, you don't know who that is?
Act like you do.
100%. When we get back to our original format, we'll be able to show you trailers.
Yeah.
We'll hear the trailers at least. So, yeah, until we can. Those old Leroy.
Old Leroy.
Yeah, go ahead with the... announcements there, Jim Jams.
So I'm just going to go over all the ones that have been announced so far for Full Moon. We have Felissa Rose, Brad Laurie. He was Michael Myers from Halloween Resurrection. Then we have
Henry Thomas,
Spencer Charnas from Ice Nine Kills. Yes, Henry Thomas. Ken. Who?
Bonnie Aarons from the Nun.
Yeah, and then Ken Kurzinger from Freddy vs. Jason. He played Jason. Barbara Crampton will be there. Of course, you might know her from Reanimator. And then Tom Atkins. Brian Thompson. He was in Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Cobra, and Fright Night Part 2.
He's in Terminator. First Terminator at the beginning.
Okay.
They wanted their clothes, them kids.
And then, okay, this right here is probably the most famous out of all of them. Chris Smith and Mike Goncalves from the Tennessee Wraith Chasers. Well, they changed their names. They're just the Wraith Chasers now. So I guess they had to take Tennessee out of their name. Huh? There's two more, or three more of me. Find them, because they're I hear you.
Right.
So, this is all they have now.
Freeman.
And Robert Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Ken Forhey is also.
Brad Laurie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I went to their website.
Yeah, Brad Laurie is from Resurrection. But Ken Forey, I don't have him on our page. I think he was the first announced. Yeah, I had Ken to go Forey. Back. So, yeah.
There's going to be a – there's a lot of – there's going to have quite a few new people that haven't been there before. Yeah, come on out. We're going to be out all weekend. Just hang out. Like after the thing shuts down, we go have dinner or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. Might be, sorry, y'all, I'm tired. I actually worked hard today. For once, I worked hard, y'all.
Yeah, he's actually having to do stuff.
We'll keep on with some horror news. We got Terrifier 3. Chris Jericho says he won't be in the movie very long.
Yeah, I mean, did we expect him to be
He wasn't in the last one that long either, so. Yeah.
Yeah. I never expected Chris Jericho to be a main feature of the movie.
To mention again, October 25th, 2024, the Terrifier 3 will be out. It's scheduled to reach theaters the 25th, so we shall see.
Supposedly. That's why I say we'll see. They're filming in February. Isn't that what the rumor was?
Yeah.
That they'll be filming in February, and they're trying to get it all done and edited.
I'll let Johnny talk about this one because this is his favorite. You want to bring this up, Johnny? The Lost Boys mask?
Oh, yeah. Where'd it go? Come on. And I have lost it. You know. I deleted the wrong one.
Well, the Lost Boys, David and Mike. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, the Lost Boys from Trigger. What the fuck are we doing here, man? No wonder. That's what I deleted. Fucking my phone is wanting these stupid ads. The Lost Boy David and Michael Mask coming from Trick or Treat Studios sometime in 2024. So be on the lookout for that. The mask and collectible maker. What is this? Got McAfee fucking running software check on my phone.
Do you have McAfee on your phone?
No.
What the fuck?
No, it's the fucking ads on here. That's what I'm saying. Like,
fuck that website, dog.
Here we go. We're going to go simplified view. No ads. So Trick or Treat Studio has given a sneak peek of a preview of it. They look pretty cool. I mean, as far as masks go, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they look really like they were. Like, and it's going to be where they were in the vampires, not just just Kiefer Sutherland and the other guy. And, you know, Michael.
That'd probably be lame.
Yeah, that'd be super lame. It's just them. But it looks like they have hair.
Yeah, it looks like a legit wig. Kind of looks kind of shittier. Don't look like it's on too good on Kiefer's.
I don't know. I mean, and these are probably also mock-ups, you know, so we don't really, really know. But they look pretty good, though.
Yeah, make sure they glue that damn wig down good.
Yeah, that'll be the – and the thing is the Michael mask, you know, he had longer hair, so – it'd be easier to cover up the imperfections on that, but
yeah, the hairline and shit,
slick back, and but we'll see. It don't have a price, so probably around $100, right? What do you think?
We could probably find out. Christy probably know.
Yeah, $60 to $100. So you think?
Probably somewhere around there.
That would be more than $100, right?
I'll message her while we're.
No, you ain't got to message her. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, how much are Trick or Treat Studios masks, you know?
Yeah.
And then since we're on the mask theme here, Trick or Treat Studio is also reviving the Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees masks from 80s and 90s. What do you think about that, Jim Jam? Huh?
So it's not Jason, or it's not going to be Freddy versus Jason? Oh, no. For some reason.
New version of masks that a whole lot of kids had back in the 80s, the Freddy Krueger mask that was released by Don Post Studios in 84, unveiling an image of the mask prototype, Trick or Treat Studios simply described it as the original Don Post Freddy mask. So they're going to re-release that one. And, yeah, it's pretty classic, you know?
The Jason Goes to Hell one looks all right, I guess. Nightmare on Elm Street one looks kind of fucking cheap.
Both do. But I think that's because of the 80s.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're remaking it.
I guess if you want to have masks to just, you know, sit on a shelf or whatever. I got a little shitty ass, I think a $15 Freddy mask from Amazon.
Yeah, but I mean, that mask don't look bad. And you got to think, you put that on and it's dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or, you know. The Jason Goes to Hell one. That's a little.
I wouldn't even show that.
I'm wondering, like, where the second eye hole is.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even show that, man. I would have, like, I'd have worked on that a little bit better.
That's just what it is, though. I mean.
I'd have to look at the picture from Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah. I mean, I won't be buying either of them. And if the Nightmare on Elm Street one don't come with a hat, then.
Probably don't. Of course, you know, Trick or Treat probably going to try to.
All Freddy, like no hat Freddy. Burnt victim guy. Put some bandages on your arms. Go around. You know?
Yeah.
You Freddy Krueger? No, I'm a burn victim.
So, golly. So, I'm looking at this NECA alien xenomorph trophy plaque thing. $400.
Yeah.
But it is as big as the from your head to the torso of a person. So, it's a pretty good size. So, I guess if you're a hardcore horror fan and got $400 to throw, that's not even including shipping. Let's click and do pre-order and see how much shipping is.
Yeah, so NECA, they're offering like larger, like a life-size size. Because what that is a xenomorph head. It's like like you got a deer head. It's a xenomorph head.
How much do you think shipping should be on that?
$50?
$96. So standard shipping 5 to 8 business days, $96.99. So you're paying $545 for this thing.
Is it coming in a fucking wood crate? I mean,
NECA, fuck you.
It's 2 feet by 4 feet.
I don't care how big it is. I ain't paying
down.
Must
install this unit to structural elements 2x4 wall studs. Sorry. It's going to be 31 inches tall, over 21 inches wide, and approximately 17 inches deep.
So I guess it's going to be heavy as well.
It's going to be just over 2.5 feet tall.
Fuck all that noise. I ain't paying no $100 in shipping.
Like you killed an alien, man.
If I had money to throw,
bitches, bro.
If I had money to throw away, I would do it. But I don't have money to throw away.
Do you think anybody will have sex with that?
The alien?
Yeah. I mean, it's got a little mouth on it.
Maybe. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and move on to the next thing, which is the. Caroline, what was it?
Caroline with butt knots, life-size plush doll.
Okay, the shipping on this is more than the damn Xenomorph.
How?
It's $126 or $127 for the shipping on that. So $556 for this life-size Caroline flesh doll or whatever Johnny said.
It's a plush doll.
Well, and you can put a flesh. And you can put a fleshlight in it, and you can fuck Caroline.
I mean, yeah, somebody probably will be having sex with Caroline, which is super weird. It's 5 feet tall.
So yeah, you're gonna pay over $500 if you want this bag.
Let's be honest, this thing is gonna be rolled up and vacuum sealed in a bag, right? And then in a box, and the jacket comes off though. You'll be able to wear that jacket. The rain slicker?
Yeah.
You'll be able to wear it. It's got big button eyes.
They making this shit for people that's got more money than I do. Or that I'm willing to pay for something like this.
Yeah, exactly. See, there's a difference. I mean, you got to think, like, the Chucky dolls are $400 or $500.
You think someone fucked the Chucky doll?
Probably.
Oh, they fucked him up.
Right, a Chucky Tiffany, you know, they probably did.
Oh, sure. That beat the brakes off her.
Look at the alien xenomorph egg life-size replica with LED lights.
Where's is that on?
$100.
Store. Where would that be?
Go collectibles.
Collectibles.
And you gotta go life size. $700, guys. 36 inches tall.
The Batman.
Like, hey, it's got articulated flaps though, dog.
Batman. Remember Arkham.
I like doing with flaps, I like articulating them.
This is a foam replica of Batman from Arkham Knights.
Yeah.
$1,400.
Yeah.
Then you can get a replica of Deadpool.
We're not even talking about that, dude.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about the Xenomorph. Look, you can close up. You can close up the egg.
Okay, so let's see how much this is. See what the shipping on this
one is. Only two left in stock, guys. If you want to pre-order this, you better get on it, man. You've always wanted a Xenomorph egg.
Shipping on this is $156.99.
Not too bad. It only uses 3 AAA batteries. And, hey, you're paying $700, and they can't include them bitches. Fuck that. You don't deserve
You're paying, $940.55.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to drop around a grand for this after shipping and taxes. But they're not going to give you fucking 3 batteries. Nope. AAA batteries? You think they're going to go out and spend $3, $4 to fucking get you some AAA batteries? No. Hell no. Fuck you. You got fucking $1,000, you go buy your own AAA batteries. You know? Like, fuck that. They can't even give you the shitty cheap AAA batteries. The Dollar Tree ones. I mean, that's pretty sorry, though, dude. Because they probably know they won't sell a whole lot of them.
Man.
I wonder how many were in stock originally. Because it says only 2 items left in stock.
That's like, probably all they made. That's all they made.
They made 5. Yeah, you know. All right. I mean, that's pretty cool, though. Like, if I had unlimited amounts of money, I still wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. I wonder.
I could get a discount if I might, but no, I still couldn't buy it. There's no way, man. No way.
I almost was about to say, I wonder if this, like, fucking Deadpool.
If hey, how much would it ship? How much does the Deadpool ship for? Fucking 300? Oh, the Batman. They got life-size Batmans, guys.
All right. Bruh. $800 to ship it.
What?
So you're paying...
Oh, my God. $2,200.
No, $2,414 after taxes and everything. Okay, let's see how much the Batman is.
Dude. Holy shit.
That, fuck you, NECA, in the face.
Boom. And you know eventually, like, the nipples will be cut out, you know, because, like, a kid will get a hold of it and cut the nipples off of them.
So it's the same for the Batman.
Fucking insane, bro.
$800 shipping.
Fucking insane. Which I know it's foam. It must come in, like...
Where is this fucking shipping from? Like, I could probably get a flight cheaper than that and fly this motherfucker back.
Yeah, more likely it's probably, like, the way that they're shipping it has to be.
Dude,
like, hey, wood box, padded up.
I didn't realize Batman was so tall.
He's like 6'3", 6'4".
He's got a big bulge in his pants, too.
His jackhammer, too.
He looks like he's going to jackhammer this woman in this video picture. But she probably would let him.
Oh, well, that's...
Seven. They got seven of those available. It says hurry. Hurry, motherfucker. Give me your $2,500. I'll be emailing them like, can I, like, where are y'all located? Can I come pick this up? I'll drive cross country and put it in the back of my ride, you know? Yeah, that's insane that motherfucker's charging $800 in shipping. Golly.
That's crazy. So, I can't read all this because it's on the Wall Street Journal. Speaking of stuff that somebody won't let you do, in South Korea, dog meat will no longer be allowed. No longer eat dog meat in South Korea.
That's all you're going to get out of that because, you got to pay to read the rest of it.
I got a little bit more info. So, with no dissenting vote, lawmakers passed a bill last week that will phase out the farming, slaughter, and sale of dog meat by 2027. And the last thing that I can get is violators will face a prison, and I don't know what. They might get to own a prison. I don't know, because I can't read the rest of it. Now, could I go research this more? Yes. On a different website, more likely. Am I going to? No. I'm just letting you know that if you want to go eat dog, you've got to go to South Korea before 2027.
So it don't take effect till 2027?
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, you got to phase it out because some people are probably making like hell of money off of dog farms. I can't imagine what them dogs are treated like. I mean, people treat dogs, some dogs, like shit anyways. Can you imagine what a dog farm is? And as quickly as dogs can have babies, you know, litters of pups, 7, 8 at a time.
Dude, you have an endless supply of damn food.
Yeah, but imagine the fucking female dogs. They're just getting bred. Wow. Just done until they're dead, probably. Bred until they're dead.
Oh, something I did recently, Johnny. Because I subscribed to Fangoria.
Oh.
So I wanted to see what, you know, I wanted to get some of those. Hopefully, I don't know when my first subscription will come, but I know you did it when they first come back out, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the first years.
So, yeah, I paid, you know.
I looked through them. I didn't really read a whole lot of them, but, well, I would say they're pretty mint, but when they ship them pretty shittily. They just wrap them in plastic, and the motherfuckers get scraped, and, yeah. And
notice the word Johnny just used, shittily.
Yeah. that's what we do around here.
Make up words.
Yeah, what's shittily? That's a word. Google it. Fucking word.
Whatever. I'm going to Google it right now. Hold on.
Shittily. Yeah.
Hold up. 3 new Mountain Dew summer flavors.
It's in a shitty way, man.
Bruh. Breaking news, everybody. June 2024. No zero sugar, though. But the Mountain Dew is getting star spangled raspberry, strawberry, lemonade peach, and.
I don't care.
And Liberty Brew is 50 different flavors mixed together. Yeah. But did you find if shittily is a word?
Yeah, I told you it's a word. It's like shit. Perform like shit. Shittily. This cup holder is shittily made. Doesn't hold my drink. I knew it was a fucking word. Anything can be a word. It's in Wiktionary.
Hey, if you're
like Collins Dictionary, it's in there. Yeah. I knew it was a word. I'm fucking smart.
You got some stuff that I ain't got pulled up, so.
Yeah, so we're going to go to the weird and odd news. So police in Utah arrested a teenager who allegedly taped fish to multiple ATMs over the last several months. In the process, amassed a rather sizable fan following online. Very strange case reportedly began back in August when the Instagram account FishBandit84 posted footage of the first such pescatarian prank. Featuring a bio that reads, live, laugh, tape fish on ATMs. Included the credo over the next several months as new videos of the stunts kept being posted to the page, and over time, a staggering 55,000 people followed the unfolding antics. However, little did they know that cops were hot on the trail of the self-described fish bandit and eventually caught up with the troublemaker. Upon receiving a report from a bank that had gotten fished in September, authorities in the city of Provo set about investigating the peculiar series of incidents. The pursuit of the pescatarian prankster no doubt picked up steam after they daringly taped a fish to the Provo police cruiser. Ha! That fucked him up. Cops eventually connected the antics to the Instagram account and subsequently identify the perpetrator after obtaining a search warrant to reveal his identity. Way to go, Instagram. Hose up just giving up anybody's identity. And this is why when you create an Instagram account to prank people, you don't have it connected to anything else. Hey, you know?
Don't do
that.
One of
teenagers was ultimately unmasked as a fish bandit and charged with two counts of causing property damage as a result of the ATM's having to be cleaned because of the prank. Oh no, you had to spray it off. Oh my God. Jim Jam.
Oh my God.
I had to spray it off. Like, come on, dude. These motherfucking ATMs are waterproof. They sit outside in the motherfucking rain.
I guess they didn't like to be inconvenienced.
With some soap, bro. Wipe it off with some fucking Lysol fucking wipes. It's not that serious, bro.
I guess they think it is, though.
Well, what fucking bank was dumb enough to go and pay someone?
I guess it's that bank.
Oh, Diebold was out there fucking. Diebold's a, like, they're the ones that take care of ATMs, their company. But out there fucking cleaning the shit off. What a bunch of dumb shit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, though.
Oh, and I have a video. Might have to show later. But apparently a California motorist captured footage of a puzzling anomaly that appeared to cross in front of her car. Supposedly a ghost. But I need to see it on a bigger screen, and we will share that with you next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah, when we're actually showing stuff.
Yes. They posted the whole thing on 27 minutes ago. Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival posted all their guests.
Is that all that's going to be?
You liked it.
I know, I shared it, but I'm wondering if that's all they're going to. I might message Ben and ask him. That's probably all that they can announce so far. Remember?
Yes, I remember. We have inside information that we can't share.
Yep. Christy said
for $500.
Christy said, oh yeah, those masks are probably going to be about $70 to $80.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I said $60 to $100. Big news in food world. One of the best hamburgers you can buy in the Coffee County area. Jim Jam, I'm going to send this over to you so that you all won't be able to see, but Jim Jam will. Bouchard Burger is making a patty melt.
Yeah. Are we gonna review it?
And then here's the thing. This is a food truck. This is why I say this is why where we go off the rails here. Support your local food trucks because this food truck has one of the best fucking hamburgers that can be bought in Coffee County. It is delicious. They do smash burgers and they're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So I know the patty melt's just two buns flipped upside down. And I don't even care. I love patty melts. I love a grilled cheese hamburger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I like the one here where it's kind of like blackened on the edges, yeah, that's what I want. And they got the onions. Because, you know, patty melts is grilled onions and cheese and hamburger. And it looks like they even have their own sauce on there.
Yeah.
Bouchard burger sauce. Yeah. I'm fucking going to smash one of them. Yes, inside out grill bun, extra melty cheese, grilled onions, and of course our BB sauce, double B sauce. Yeah. Anyways, sorry. When I see food, you know I get excited.
Christy said she did a whole video on her Instagram about these masks, I guess.
Do what?
Christy did a whole video about the mask on her Instagram. So go over to Nightmare Crispy. Nightmare Christy, and you can see that.
Oh, yeah. Let us know what you're looking forward to this year, like events. If you stuck around this long, let us know. Like, we'd really love to hear from you. Are there any events that we should go to? We're going to try to hit up St. Louis, right?
We already paid for the room, motherfucker.
Yeah, so hopefully, like, there's an ice storm going through there around that area.
Don't be saying that shit.
This week there is. Hopefully the weather gets better.
Yeah, for real.
Well, it's going to be in Indiana or Illinois and Michigan, but yeah.
That's in February, though, so we should be good.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm hoping. And so let us know if anything else.
And then I guess
events are coming up. What you're looking forward to, man? Like, just – what do you got going on? Hit us up.
Hey, let's look at some fucking some stuff at Zany's and see if any comedians. There's nothing. Well, I know in April we're going to see Tom Segura.
Do what?
Said in April we're going to see Tom Segura.
I heard he's a fucking straight up douchebag, dude. After hearing that, I'm not really looking forward to seeing him. He makes fun of poor people.
Oh, really?
Well, because, you know, now that he's got a lot of money, he's all bashing fucking people that don't have money. That's just an everyday person.
I think he does that jokingly, though, because he does it on his podcast all the time.
I've seen some videos, and he seems like fucking one of them guys that made it and forgot where he come from. Which I'm not sure if he was ever poor.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still going to enjoy it. He can dog them all he wants, but don't hurt my feelings. You know.
I don't, because you're rich too. I'm not, you know. I'm over here, me and Tucker, living in squalor with my fucking laptop and my
your
headphones and
your PS5.
Yeah, my flip phone.
And your brand new vehicle.
Yeah, my brand new 2020.
You broke, bitch. Vehicle. Yeah, you broke, motherfucker.
But my cat is 4 years old. Okay? I can't even afford a new cat.
Why would you want one? You got a good one now.
He is going to age out. I mean, I hope he lasts another 15, 20 years. I hope I get at least 15 years out of
him. Well, I'm not a peasant, though. I got an S24 Ultra on the way.
What? I didn't say he was a peasant. I said he was.
So we're not broke people going to see Tom Segura. So he's not talking not about anymore. Us.
I was super broke 2 years ago.
Same.
Yeah. Like, fucking bad.
Super duper broke.
Six years ago, I was making $9 an hour.
Damn. Yeah, I'm lucky enough I'm making quite a bit more than that nowadays.
Yeah, same.
Better be as much as hard as I work today. I'm gonna need about...
But, you know, you have your ups and downs in life, and them struggles really put everything in perspective on I can be broke. I know how to live poor. Like I said, $9 an hour gets you there.
Yeah, I don't like it. $9
an hour, well, fucking, I know. Live on your own, have to pay rent, car payment. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah. But, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all peasants out there. We like Tom Segura. I
feel for y'all.
No, I'm joking.
If you ain't got no money, bad for you.
No. Hey, but just think,
though. I had to sit there. I had to get out and work.
Hey, bro. Manifest that shit. Make that shit happen, man. You know, you could do better. You know, find you a fucking sugar mama.
Yeah.
Or a sugar daddy, whatever you prefer, but
some extra hours, that's what I end up having to do.
Or lay on your back and get fucked. I don't know.
I can't do that. No one. I mean, I would like to do that. Well,
hold up. You'd like to lay on your back and get fucked?
Way. Like to do that. Like, I'm just laying on my back.
What if it's a 70-year-old lady? Are you gonna let her have
it? I mean, is she paying me?
Yeah, it's a sugar mama.
Yeah.
Flopping her old titties on you.
What you do? I mean, I'm a whore.
True, true.
But I would be a whore. Like, that's what my job is. I have to make her feel good.
We now, already
would I take have to take medicine to get there?
Oh. Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, and this—if only we had a Bluetooth promo, this would be great for that. Like, if you're planning on fucking some skeezers that you don't really want to, get some Bluetooth.
I mean, it would be hard once I got the medicine.
And she'd probably like it'd be the hardest dick she's ever had.
I would have to put a bag over my head. So that I couldn't see. Like, the light would have to be out.
But that's also making her feel good because she'd be like, he's not putting one over my head.
No, I'm too ugly to see her.
I got an idea. Wear your Cobra Commander mask. What?
I can see through it. I'm not trying to see, bro.
But how funny would that be if you put it on, though?
I think it'd be uncomfortable to lay your head back on it.
True. Is it hard plastic?
Well, I mean, it's got foam in it, but that's something. Yeah. Other thing that I need to do is like kind of edge the foam out a little bit, like with a knife somehow. I don't know how to do it.
Speaking of like edging,
I have to get somebody. Yeah.
I'm hoping Johnny maybe next. Conuga Johnny will do his costume like he's been talking about.
Into that, man. I don't think I can find a blue Santa outfit. Like the one is in Maine, and it's only like $65, but they will not ship it.
Why?
I don't know. I thought about reaching out to them and just contact them and be like, hey,
I'll give you $800 shipping.
Do what?
I'll give you $800 shipping.
I was thinking I'll give you $65
shipping.
I will double the price for the fucking outfit.
Hey, bro, can I meet you in like fucking Ohio?
Yeah, like I mean, I would drive.
I'll drive to Ohio. Yeah, I will meet you in Virginia. That's far as I'm going.
Massachusetts, or not as close as it needs to be.
Like, how willing are you willing, or how much are you willing to sell this motherfucker?
Yeah.
They're like, not that bad.
You can come to the store and pick it up. But yeah, I was like, man, that, and the outfit is like the right color blue, I think. I really need to take the helmet out to look at the color blue.
So we could always iron on a transfer on the back of it as a logo.
Dude, So if you can get a Blue Santa outfit, or if you can make one, just go ahead and make me one for $65.
I might have some sewing friends that might be able to make one, but I don't know how to say a charge.
Yeah, it'd be outrageous.
Yeah.
Because it had to be like a certain blue, and it had to be like a velvet, and then it needs to fly around.
But if they did that, Johnny, they can damn sew on a big patch so it's more official.
Oh, the patch alone, if it was a real patch.
Be fucking awesome. I can do my thing, though, man. I can iron it on a shirt and then make it look like a patch.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, though, is like, I don't think you could buy a patch that big.
True.
Like the actual real patch, because that alone would run you probably $150-$200, which would be badass.
Well, if we can find a damn blue Santa suit, we got it, because I can order.
I'm not really worried about the patch thing on the back, the cobra symbol, because it's cosplay, man. You do what you got to do.
Yeah. All right, well.
$65 outfit. It's not.
Well, if anybody knows anybody that can hook Johnny up with this, let's do that, because I want to see Johnny in this outfit. He's been talking about it for a couple years now, so.
Well, 1 year.
That's a couple.
Yeah, and we appreciate y'all listening. Make sure you go follow us, Big Ball Buddies, on TikTok, Instagram, Jim Jam here, social media.
Johnny's Big Ball Buddy, Johnny, right?
Big Ball Buddy, Johnny. But yeah, follow us on Big Ball Buddies on TikTok. Watch our videos, comment. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you're eating, where you're being, and where you're going.
Who you eating?
Yeah.
All right.
Sharing out to the homeboys. Let us know.
Hell yeah. I guess I need to get off here and damn do the damn put this up. But that's all we got, Johnny. We out.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.